CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Israeli military may be preparing for a ground invasion of Gaza, says CBS's Roxana Saberi in Tel Aviv.
Israel announced it's stepping up its bombardment of Gaza starting today and says it finalized plans to expand its operations. Signs of a much-anticipated ground incursion, which could complicate the return of more hostages. And along Israel's northern border with Lebanon, Israeli forces again exchanged fire with Hezbollah, the powerful Iran-backed militia there. An Israeli-American reserve soldier was killed in the skirmishes.
20 trucks loaded with medicine and supplies and food have arrived in Gaza from Egypt. The BBC's Rushdie Abu Alouf is in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, where UN inspectors are examining the shipments.
The meeting in the UN is to make sure two things. One thing is to make the priority for those very small amount of aid. Second is to make sure that Hamas is not involved in distributing or taking any of these. We understand from a senior Hamas source that Hamas has agreed to some form of not intervening in this.
Police in Maryland today said they found the car used by the suspect in the fatal shooting of a circuit court judge this week. Police believe Pedro Argote shot Judge Andrew Wilkinson after Wilkinson ruled against him in a divorce case. Washington County Sheriff Brian Albert.
No law enforcement issues that we have. The Washington County Sheriff's Office did respond to the home a couple times for verbal domestics in the last few years, but no physical violence that we know of and no criminal record.
A fiery crash between a tanker truck and two cars on the Pennsylvania Turnpike in southeastern Pennsylvania has killed at least one person. John Spolitvak lives in the area and wondered what kind of fire was causing so much smoke.
I used to be a fireman, so I said, I'm gonna go see what happened. Hopefully it wasn't a house or one of the farms around here, and went back, and it was the tanker and the car.
The Union of Striking Television and Movie Actors said today the studios have agreed to restart negotiations next week.
The SAG-AFTRA union says it will meet for bargaining on Tuesday with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Members of SAG-AFTRA, which represents 160,000 actors and other media professionals, have been on strike since July. Talks between the sides broke down a week ago over things like revenue for streaming and the use of AI. All of this comes after the Writers Union was able to agree with the studios on a new 3-year deal earlier this month after nearly 150 days of striking. Matt Piper, CBS News.
And this is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
RPG.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by the UPS Store, North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square in Madison. Get all your printing and shipping needs there or at theupsstore.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all. Stop into their office on Atwood Avenue or find them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. Let's kick off tonight with a double dip of Droids Attack. We'll have information about their new gear in just a couple of minutes. There's a double dip of Droids Attack to kick off Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Maxine Kevy with a double dip of Droids Attack, Sci-Fi or Die. Baram Estrada before that. Droids Attack and Stark Weather Brewing Company just released a brand new beer, Astro Glider APA. The beer is available at Stark Weather Brewing on Atwood Avenue or on Aftershock Classic Arcade on East Washington Avenue. Stop by, have a pint, tell Brad Van congratulations on yet another handcrafted beer from Madison. How cool is that? Welcome to Maxine Kevy here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Coming up this hour, we got music from The Gusto. We'll do some Zeroed Hero, some Helion Prime, and we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Abaddon's End is playing a Halloween show at Kid Glove Harry's Prohibition Bar in Viola, Wisconsin. This coming Saturday, it's a Halloween show, Saturday, October 28th. We'll hear their new song, Absence in Adolescence, right after the anthem from Iron Plow. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cheap and stoic, real and pro. Crushing slow like velvet. Elvis is singing, my ears ringing. A hunk of burned out love. Ashes rising, no surprises.
The keys at the end of the song. Zeroed Hero, their brand new song called Bloody on Max Inc. Heavy. The Gusto before that with Baby Come On. We want you to play your music on Max Inc. Radio. Get us your music. Maybe you would like to perform live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio, or maybe we can sponsor your next live event. All the information is waiting for you right now at maxincradio.com. While you're there, be sure to check out all the podcasts, music news, and grab the Civic Media app and put that in your mobile device right now. Check it out. It's all at maxincradio.com. We're going to invite a Mad Rollin' Doll over to open a box of wine with us. That's coming up next on Max Inc.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm feeling light, feeling lit, feeling high. I fill my glass and raise it high. Ruby red spit in my eye. Don't know why I feel.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Question one.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That was Helion Prime and The Final Theory. Of course, Mary Zimmer there on vocals. Awesome. The Rotten Tommies and Mad Trucker Gone Mad before that. Not Dead Yet, The Grand Fury and New Rogue Rat all on the way before 11 o'clock, at which time it will be time for Essential Last Crack. And I want to know what your Essential Last Crack is. Tell me what your two favorite songs are. And if I play your two songs, I'll hook you up with a Civic Media t-shirt. Head over to maxincradio.com and tell me what your essential last crack is right now. While we do that, we'll do some classic Sky Road Fly and their song Drift King. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm
From their latest album, Satisfaction Guaranteed, that is A Pawn in the Hand. Brand new Rogue Rat on Max Inc. Heavy. They just played a show today down at the Mad Farm Moto in downtown Brooklyn. From all accounts, it was pretty cool. Essential Last Crack is coming up right after the news. Right now, Johnny Cashed Out. It's Not Dead Yet on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
The Magic Man, Don Makowski.
I met you one time. You won't remember this because you met a million people, but I met you at an airport.
Oh, yeah. You remember that match?
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, you were the guy in the airport.